Okay, so today's June 19th, 2013, and we're going to do lesson number 388 called Leg Backward. So begin lying on your back, observing and noticing the contact that you're making with the floor this morning. Noticing how your shoulder blades are resting, the area in between your shoulder blades, your spine, traveling all the way down to your tailbone, so really noticing both the places that make contact as well as the places that don't make contact. And throughout the lesson, when we come back to this position of pausing and resting, is to really become aware, does the areas that have more space right now, do they lessen throughout the lesson? And if ever there's a time where the lower back increases its space, often that means that you're attempting to try too hard. You're straining. And then, like last week, pay attention to the area behind your neck and what that space is like. And is there any strain in the neck area? And again, observing how that will change throughout the lesson. And now you're going to bend your left knee out to the side so your left ankle can be placed on your right thigh. So put your left ankle on your right thigh, not against it, on top. Okay, that's it. And see if you can just comfortably allow that left knee to open a little bit. So you're going to keep the ankle on top of your right thigh. Okay? And you're going to start to do a movement of rolling yourself a bit to the left as if your left knee could start to make contact with the floor. So think rolling, right? You're going to roll. Somehow that's it to the left, which means the right side lifts to bring the outer edge of your knee close to the floor, if not touching. So again, there's no strain here, right? It's not important that the outside of the knee touches. What's important is to feel, what do you do with your back and rolling to come over there?
What do you do with your head?
What does your head want to do?
Do you go this way or that way?
Let it do what it wants to do. So if it wants to follow the movement, yeah, that's fine. As long as you're not lifting it. Good. And now slow it down a little bit. So remember, in the speed in which you go over to the left is the same speed in which you want to return to your back. So these are movements that are not hurried. They're not rushed. The importance of going slow is so that your brain can map out what you're doing. Good. Come back. Take the left leg off the right and rest for a minute. Just pause. So your legs are long. And now let's do the same thing with the right leg. So you place the right ankle somewhere up on top of the left knee thigh area, and then allowing that right knee to open up, and then you start to roll to the right. So again, think of rolling. So the right side of the pelvis rolls down, the left side lifts up. And then how are you breathing? So are you already holding your breath at all? Right? If this movement makes you hold your breath, then it means you're doing too much. So find the ease and then come back. Right? So again, it's not, some of you, you're going too far. So some of you are so eager to touch the outside of your leg that you're doing too big of a movement in your back. So it's more of a twisting. It doesn't mean that your shoulders all have to lift, right? The spine turns, but it doesn't mean the whole body goes over to the left. So just think it's coming closer to the floor. That's better. No, I want your arm to stay over there. Right, so that's too big. So even that's too big. So let your shoulder stay down. It's a twist. Yeah, that's better. So just don't worry about it touching. See, I want you to more see if your knee can just open up and then feel the twist. So just let the leg. And then that's, see how much better that is? Good, okay. Uncross and rest it. So if you were a person that when you placed your ankle on the other thigh and your knee's pretty high up in the air, then that means things are tight in your hips. So we're gonna watch and see how that changes through the lesson. Okay, so now you're gonna come up to sitting. Sit with your legs long. And then you're gonna put your right ankle on the left knee thigh area again. So we're gonna come back to this again and again. That's it. And now with your left hand, you're gonna get a hold of your right foot. Okay? And you can lean on your right hand. Do you guys remember always having the fingers forward? And find a good place to lean. But you're not really leaning on the hand, right? It's just lightly there. So now what you're gonna do with your left hand is you're gonna start to pull the right foot towards you and lift it a little bit. Place it back down and slide it away from you. So it comes towards you, lift a little bit, beautiful. Put down and slide away from you. That's it. Now, can you guys remember last week, right? Okay, so, right? So if you're not using your hand, it's really interesting. Why everybody goes back to being stiff when you sit? Okay, so, right? We're gonna move in the pelvis. We're just not gonna sit here and do this, right? This is not what we're gonna do, right? And freeze your pelvis, okay? So if you bring the leg in, you're gonna round a little bit. And if you slide it away, you're gonna sit up tall, right? So here we have the same thing. This is why I'm gonna repeat this until you get it. So can you remember that you initiate this movement in the pelvis? But it's just interesting, you know, here we start off from last week and most of you just sit, right? Huh?
It was a week ago,
right? Who remembers from then, you know? That's why we need so much repetition, right? Someday it'll sink in. There you go. Okay, let's change now. So let's try the same thing with the left leg. So you bring it towards you, lift it a little bit, and then down and slide away. But again, you're rounding the pelvis, and then you're coming to sit taller with the pelvis. I mean, you certainly can do it this way, but this is what gets people into a lot of trouble. Good. Okay, go ahead and rest on your backs. Okay, so let's come back up to sitting in the same way. We're going to bring the right leg onto your left knee, okay? And again, once again, your right hand is lightly placed over here to the right. So you're going to use your left hand to lift the leg a little bit, bring it closer, and now we're going to roll so that the knee, the right knee, can touch, and you come back, right? So now you're going to use, change your hands. There you go. So you're going to roll to the right. Right. That's your left. Right. There you go. So it's the knee that's bent. And, you know, do you really need to place your hand there? Or we're going to see if you can start to lean down towards your forearm. How much can you lean over there to the right? Remember, you're going to go to the right.
Maybe I do need that hand there.
Yeah, so. Right, so what you'll learn is that the more freedom you have in this pelvis, right, the less you need the hands. Okay, how's everyone? Good. Okay, let's change. So your right hand holds your left foot, and now you're going to go to the left, right? And if anyone's like me, one side's going to be really different than the other side, right? For me it is. This side is the side that's a little scary to roll over there. Feels like I'm going to fall. Does anybody else have that feeling of falling?
Only when I fell.
Make sure you're breathing. Good. Okay. Rest on your backs again. Okay, so this time you're going to stay lying on the floor. You're going to bend your right knee again to bring the right foot on top of the left knee and thigh. Okay, great. Reach down with your left hand and get a hold of the right foot so you're holding on. Okay, and just see if you can allow that right knee and hip to open, right? Just let it hang down the best it can. Okay, great. Now you have to hold on to your foot. And now you're going to do a movement with your left leg. So you're going to start to bend your left knee and bring it up to standing. And that starts to bring the sole of the foot towards you. And then continue bringing your left knee up into the chest. Okay? But don't lift your head. Okay? So some of you lift your head. There's no need to lift your head. Am I talking loud enough? Maybe not. Okay, then you're going to reverse it. So you're going to place the foot back down, slide the left foot long. And so basically your right leg gets to go for a ride, right? You're really not doing anything with the right foot. Okay, it's the left foot that's bringing the right foot up towards you. So what it's doing, it's bending deep into the hip joint, and then it's opening all because of the left leg. Yeah, but don't make it so hard. So slide your leg, bend, keep the heel on the ground. Keep slide there. And then here, yeah. And then put the foot back down and slide away. That's hard, huh?
It's tight, super tight.
Yes. There, good. And then relax in your throat. Good, and now just keep this hand in touch here. There, and never let go. That's it. That's it. That's nice. Good. Right? So each time that the left leg gets long, can the right knee open up? Right? So it starts to drop out to the side more. There you go. Beautiful. Okay. Let's pause and rest on your backs. Legs long and your arms long. Okay, so come back to the very same position. So it's going to be still your right leg on your left, okay? And reach down with your left hand. This time you're going to add placing your right hand behind your head. There you go. Okay, so you're going to do the same exact movement with the legs. So change your legs. We're going to do the same side. There you go. Now reach down with your left hand to get your right foot. There you go. So as you bend the left knee up, right, as it comes into your chest, as soon as the foot lifts from the floor, you lift your head and you kind of fold. And then you can bring your knee a little closer. And then you pull a little bit with that left hand to bring that right foot closer up. You may even get it really close to your shoulder. It might really surprise you. And then you go back down again. So you lift your head the moment that the left foot leaves the floor, when your left knee is really folding. You think you're folding. And then pull a little bit on the foot to bring the foot closer up towards your shoulder. Right? So that's why the left hand is holding the foot. So, and some of you are going over the top of the foot. See if you can go under. That should be easier with your wrist. So go this way. Is that easier? There you go, under the foot. Like this. So then you can pull at the very last minute, pull the foot up a little bit. Pull on that ankle. There. And remember from last week not to drop your head down. So the last part to touch is your head. The shoulders come down first and then finally the top of your head. Beautiful. Okay, now go ahead and let it go and rest and just observe how the space feels behind your back and your neck. So again, this is a time to notice if you have a bigger arch or something's feeling tighter, it means you're trying too much. And sometimes we just don't even know that we're trying too much, especially in here. So that means when we go to the other side, to just go a little softer and a little easier. Okay, so let's try the left leg on the right knee. Reach down with your right hand. Good. And once it's in a resting position, you're now going to bend the right knee. The right knee comes up to standing, and then the right knee comes into the chest. And just leaving your head down for the whole time right now. We'll add your head in later. And just see at the very end of the movement, can you bring that left foot up a little bit towards your face, right? So once your right knee's up in your chest, just pull a little bit on that foot. And if there's some tightness in the ankle, that means there's some tightness with your knee and hip. Make sure you're breathing. Good. Okay, so now let's just add in the left hand behind your head. Right? And so it's in the phase that as soon as the right leg is standing and the right foot lifts away from the floor to bring your right knee up to support that left leg, then you lift your head. And then you lower back down. So again, your left hand is behind your head. and you bend the right leg, and that's what brings the left leg towards you. And as soon as that right knee comes up and closer, then you lift your head. That's it. So how much can you bring? Think of the right knee. How close in can you bring the right knee? Without straining. Good. So what part of your back rounds and pushes into the floor?
That's I have trouble.
Does it hurt? Yeah. So just perfect. Just do that much. Okay? Yeah. And let's see, let's hold on with this hand. There you go. Bend this and put your hand behind your head. Now just a little, just do this a few times, just that much and down. And then see if this can soften. Just do little. Good. Okay, let's let it go and rest. And notice now how you're lying on your back with your legs long, arms by your side. How's the space in the lower back? How's the space behind your neck? Maybe roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right, going slowly to sense the rolling of your head, how that's feeling, but go real slow. Good. Okay, so you're going to come up to sitting again, and you're going to sit with your legs slightly spread apart. You're going to bend your left knee now, so your left foot is standing. Place your right hand somewhere comfortable, a little bit to lean on, but not much. And now your left hand is going to come under the left foot. I don't know. I think I would prefer to have you have it on top. I'm going to change. So bring the hand over the top. There you go. Okay, so you're going to start to take the left foot out to the side to drop the knee inside. Now you're going to see why it's called leg behind you. But we had to do all this stuff the other direction first, right? So we started off this way to make this way easier. That's it. So see if you can slide it back so that your knee comes down and then bring it back up to standing. Now as you do this, feel what has to happen in your pelvis. So this movement really shows you the arching of your back and the rounding. Yes? That pelvis. Okay. How's everyone doing? Good? Everybody can get the knee down? Good. Okay, so take it so that the knee's down and your hand is still under the foot. Okay, and you can bend your right leg slightly in front of you. And now you're going to take your left knee and think of it, I don't know, like a windshield wiper, bringing it in and away. And just so you're just sliding it on the floor. Excellent. Okay, come back up, let it go, and rest on your backs. Okay, let's come back up to sitting, and let's do the same thing with your right leg. So you're going to start by the right foot standing. I like the right hand coming over the top of the foot because it helps turn the ankle. And you're going to drop your knee in, and you're going to bring it back up. And you're going to drop it in. How's everyone doing? Okay, and then feel. As your knee comes down, this is that moment where you get the arch in your back. The belly comes forward. Soon as you lift the knee, you come back, you're rounding back. Right? So there's this relationship going on. Good. And now if you can even add a little bit more here with the foot, really make sure that you open the top of your foot here, right? So that your foot's not like this, but you're pulling the top of your foot back towards you. Bend now your left leg in a little bit, and you're going to bring the knee sweeping along the floor here. In and out. And again, noticing if one side's tighter, one side's different. Good. Okay, let's rest again on your back. Okay, come back up to sitting. We're going to start with the left leg again. So you're going to bend the left leg, bring your left hand wrapped over the top. This time you're going to lean down on your left forearm. And then you're going to drop your, right forearm. And you're going to drop your left knee down. Gets a little trickier. How's everybody doing with their quad?
Totally not.
Is everybody, okay. Okay, so once you're here, okay, think of your knee, I don't know, I think of a bird wing, I don't know why, but so lift it and lower it, okay? And let your pelvis rock. So when the knee comes down, the belly comes forward. Knee lifts up.
Is my foot coming up too?
Pull that foot around. You want to be on the top of the foot. So twist it under. So you want the top of your foot, as soon as the knee drops, as much as possible. I'm the only person that gets to cheat a little bit because of my knee surgery. You want the top of your foot. The more you can open up the top of your ankle. So if anybody else has had knee surgery, this is going to be hard. So then you're the only other, then you're allowed to, okay, cheat. So you're back here, and you're leaning now on the forearm, right? Can you lean now on, you can let go. Can you lean on both forearms? And now keep on lifting, flopping your bird wing. Right? Did you ever think you were so tight here? So
yes.
let your pelvis move with the leg, right? Don't keep it down. So as the knee lifts, your back should round. And as the knee comes down, you arch. Everybody doing okay? Good. Now, Michael, can you stay down on your forearms? Now, do you think any of you, can you go down lower? Aha. So let the knee pop up. I know in yoga, they say never let the knee pop up. Don't listen to them, because then you'll hurt yourself. So let the knee be up. Now, you're going to just try to bring the knee down only by permitting the lower back to arch. And then let the knee lift, and it flattens out. Good, Barb, but try to twist that foot underneath you. That's it. Okay, I'm going to come around and help some of you with your bird wings. Good. Good. There. Let this arch. Ah, there. That's okay. Good. Better, Barb. There you go, Lori. Okay, so we just want to fix your foot, though. Okay, this, and I want to turn your foot that way. So as much as possible, I know. Is it your foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I want you to work on that. So let your heel come up. Let this all twist like that. There. Uh-huh. Okay, come back over here. I lost him. Okay.
There's a give and take here.
Yeah, so no, but I want your back flat. Yeah, and so you can arch this way. That's it. Ah, this. So what this tells me is so much of your issues in your hips. That's right. They've been hiding out. Now we're getting to them. They've been saying it's really your neck, but it's not. It's your hips. That's it. Okay, so everybody turn your foot. Let's see. So you want your toes. Okay, everybody, shh. Okay, let it go. You guys became talkers. It's pain, maybe. Okay, lie on your backs and rest now. Okay, so just feel how that leg now feels, that left leg, the left hip, the thigh. So I was kind of talking over here a little bit with Michael, those of you that have neck and lower back issues, most of it is coming from your hip and your quads. Okay? Because the hip flexor is tied into, the hip flexor connects to the front side of your lumbar spine. So the hip flexor comes from your quad, and it goes inside and it attaches to the front side of your lower back. So when that thing's tight, it pulls on your lower back. Make sense? And often I've said to you guys, where you feel pain is not where the problem is. It's the place that's getting tugged on. Okay, let's see if we can try this with the other side. So we're going to start sitting. Your right leg starts standing. Come over the top of the foot so that you can slide it back around. We'll start with that and then slowly come back onto your left forearm. Okay? And just think of it as a wing. You're going to lift and lower. And when you're doing this, I would like you to feel what happens in your pelvis. So you let your pelvis pull forward. And then when you lift the knee, you let it flatten. Okay? How's everybody doing with their bird wing?
Much better.
Okay? And then some of you have your foot here. Okay, that's no good. So as much as possible, working to get the top of the foot. Now, if you feel ready, lean on both forearms so you straighten yourself out a little bit. And if you need to, like me, I have to let this leg go a little wider. Ideally, I should have my knee in, but I can't do it with this side because of the surgery. So then can you lay back? So sometimes you have to modify. So as the knee comes down, you let the lower back arch, you lift the knee, lower the knee. Breathe. Good, Michael. Just keep your head down, though. Don't. Yeah, there you go. Let your back arch. Good job, you guys. Breathe. Just flop it up and down. I know for some of you, it's a huge stretch, yes? It's tight. That's it. Okay. Slowly come out of it and rest on your back. Okay, staying on your back, we're going to do the same kind of movement from here. So bring your left foot to stand, and then you'll probably need to bring your left knee into your chest. Reach down with the left hand over the top of the foot. Bring the left foot out to the side so that you can take your left knee down inward. Okay, so you just start from the back position, and then flap your left knee like a wing. Like a birdie wing. That's it. Breathe. So each time that it raises up, the back flattens, and then as the knee comes down, it pulls on the lower back and you arch. That's good. Good. That's good, Michael. Good. That's it, Barb. Beautiful. Right? So your leg, your thigh, can you start to think about, as you take it down to the floor, do you feel the big bow you get in your back, right? Right? So as your leg comes away from you, right, that's where our spine gets long and extends. Right, when the knee lifts up, that's when we shorten, right? That's what sitting does. So what happens with that hip flexor is when we sit a lot, it just gets tight, it coils up a lot, just from sitting, right? So you're just opening this up. That's why sitting, I think, is so bad for us. I mean, chairs just, the invention of chairs really just didn't do us too much good. Right, people that don't sit in chairs don't have these issues. Nice. Okay, let it go. Straighten that leg and rest. And just notice, how does the left side of your back feel now? So what's the relationship to what you just did with the front thigh and then the back side? Does something feel longer there now? Not as tight, not as bunched up. Okay, so let's try on the right side. So again, you start off on your back, bring the right leg to stand, reach down, come over the top of your foot with the right hand. Try to pull the foot up towards you, right, with your right hand, and let the right knee drop down. And flop it like a bird wing. Now some of you, if your knee flares out to the side more, some of you, it might be the tightness from the IT band. And that's going to be more common, again, if you have a hip issue or a knee issue. So it's a different place. When it's the hip flexor, it goes straight down the center of the quad. But if you're feeling anything on the outside edge down, that's more the IT band area. That part's good. Yeah. But if you're out... Yeah, if you're out here, we don't want you out there. Good. That's it. So just up and back and forth. So you just do it gently several times, right? So you're just helping that hip flexor open up. Huh?
Am I doing anywhere near what you are after?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody is. Beautiful. Are you feeling the tug on your head? Right? So can you feel that there's actually a connection that as your knee goes to the floor, it pulls on the whole spine all the way so that your chin pulls down into your chest? Okay, let it go. Rest on your back. Okay, so this time it gets a little trickier. You're gonna bend both legs. I know, but we're gonna go real easy, right? Because there's no rush. Now you're gonna bend both legs up to standing, then bring them in the air. Hands come from the outside. Okay, so my easiest leg is my left. So I'm gonna tilt my left down, bring it up, and then tilt the right. Okay, you're gonna just alternate them. There you go. There, you guys are doing great. Look at you. It's like windshield wipers. That's it. Now, if any of you feel inclined to try both at the same time, you can. Just some of you might be able, like, that's it. Karen just has the beginnings of it. The beginnings of it. That's it, Lori. So you don't, it's not important that the knees come down. It's just the beginnings of it. And, you know, for those of you that, some of you that do yoga, this is just so much safer, right? Because they start you off in sitting in yoga, and put your legs like that and then to lie back. And that's so much more dangerous because you're already locked in. This way, you're just playing with it. What is it like to do both? That's it, Rebecca. Right, then you get a big arch in your back. That's it, Lori. Excellent. Okay. Good, rest it. Okay, so we're going to go back to, with your legs long, putting your left ankle on your right thigh. Reach down with your right hand. Come under the foot. That's it, under to get a hold of. Great. You're going to place your left hand behind your head. Okay? And then go ahead and bend your right knee to bring it to standing. But now what you're going to do is you're going to swing your right leg to be long, and bring yourself up to sitting. It's a piece of cake. There you go. And then you're gonna go back by bending the right knee and then come back up to sitting. When you sit, you push your belly forward. When you round your back. There you go. Isn't it easy? It's quite easy, isn't it? That's it. Good. And make sure you round back and then bring that belly forward. And if you can, bring the left leg even higher. Can you bring your left ankle to rest up closer to, yeah, surprising, huh? Right? So somehow taking the leg backwards, that's it. Everybody coming up? Good. Okay, rest on your backs. Okay, so let's put your right ankle on your left knee. Come from underneath the right foot with the left hand. Your right hand's under your head. You'll bend your left leg, straighten it up towards the ceiling, and swing yourself up. Each time, bring this right foot closer up to your left hip. How much can you bring the foot up? And go back, and then you sit tall, and then you round, and you sit tall, and that's it. Good. Excellent. Okay, and rest again. And now let's go back to having your left foot rest on your right thigh, just like we did in the beginning. Now, just notice, does your knee open up easier? So left on right thigh. Is that a little easier? Is it closer to the ground now? Okay, so, and then just roll a little bit to the left, a small movement. So you just, that's much better. So you just get this arch a little bit in the lower back. Keep the right shoulder down. Beautiful, Michael. You just keep the shoulders down. Let the spine do it and the pelvis. Look at how much better that is, right? Huge improvement. Right, many of you, almost the knees just touching in the lying position. Awesome. Okay, come back and let's take that leg off and pause for a moment. And now let's go ahead and put your right ankle on your left thigh. Just let that right knee open up and just again, feel how much easier that is. And just make the smallest rolling motion. It's not important to touch, but you let the arching happen in the pelvis and the spine. That's where you get your length. Let the shoulders just hang back and rest on the floor. That's it, Becky, that's it. That's it, Michael. Feel that twist. And then it's less of a twist, but more of a lengthening. So can you think of the knee coming down towards the floor away from you in a way, right? Like when you pulled the leg behind you, right? So that's where you get the arching in the back. That's it. Excellent. Okay, come back. Let go, straighten your legs and rest on your backs. And just notice now how you're making contact with the floor and what's changed with your shoulder blades, the area in between where that upper spine rests, your mid-back and your lower back, down to your pelvis. Does your spine feel longer now? And if you feel the arch in your spine, is it a longer arch, right? So that it's like an arc that goes from your tailbone all the way up to the shoulder blades. It's not this little hump in the lower back. And then how do your legs feel? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And just notice the quality of rolling your head to each side now. So how has all these movements with the hips and the pelvis affected the freedom in your cervical spine? And then coming back to center, just take another moment to really notice what draws your attention. Where do you sense maybe it's the biggest change or something feels really good or comfortable? Good. And then in taking your time, you're going to roll to a side and come up to sitting, and then standing to observe and notice how you feel in standing now.